Hi, everybody. This is the Melanin Wave Podcast. My name is Monica.
I am Remy, the homemaker.
Yeah. And I'm Jane, the boss lady.
Hey.
Muko on fire.
Hey, we are.
You guys are on fire, the boss lady, the homemaker, and me. What am I?
Anyway, you tell
us. I'm in between.
Psycho.
Thank you, Jane, for that. I shall remember it for the rest of my days. Yeah, if you're new here, we are so glad to have you with us. We hope that you've listened to all our previous episodes. We have so many episodes since we started recording last year. And I want to thank each and every one of you who has been listening to us and who has been sharing our content and, you know, who have been giving us feedback. Like, we appreciate all of you. You are our day ones, and without you, we will not be here. And we want to say thank you. Yeah, this is going to be our last episode for this
season. Is it a season?
I don't know. Let's call it a season.
Yeah.
For this season, yeah, we are going to take a short break because it's summertime and, you know, we want to be outside enjoying the sun a little bit. Then we are going to be back. So thank you for, you know, fucking with us.
Ati.
Guy.
And welcome to our last episode. No, like in a good way. Yeah.
All right.
Like.
Huh? All right.
Thank you. I know you guys don't understand. You know, you guys are the old millennials, so I don't expect the two of you to understand this thing.
Yeah. So, the break is about...
Can that be a positive thing?
1.5 months to 2 months. We'll be back in August. So, not too long.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Not too long,
and this is
actually
time for you guys to catch up with any episodes you've missed, so...
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think also time for you guys to engage with us. Tell us what you want to hear in the next season. Yeah. Like, is there something we should
tell us
add,
who you'd
reduce?
Like us to collaborate with, you know?
Ooh.
And actually, if you would like to be featured in any of our episodes, you're more than welcome. Just send us a DM. You can send us an email or you can call us. You can send us a voice note. You know, you can do all of that. Just contact us and we are happy to have you on our platform. Yeah, exactly. So how are you guys doing? Been enjoying the sun and all that?
Oh yes.
What's that look?
No, it's, yeah, the summer is here. Midsummer is around the corner. It's actually midsummer week. Where? So, but then I always feel like after midsummer, you know,
it goes down.
The curve
the
starts
trajectory.
To tip. Oh, God. Yeah. But it's
quite depressing, actually, sometimes when you think about it. Because I'm thinking, like, the sun, it has just come out now.
I know.
And then, no sooner did you blink.
It will start to get darker.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand this thing, honestly. Like, do you know, honestly, what I think? I think... summertime should be like school. You know, school are closed during summertime, so you also close work the whole of summer.
Yeah,
so like everybody is free the whole summer. Like, nothing is happening. Aki, me, I will give up all these other holidays, like at Sijui and Christmas and Sijui Hu, those holidays that are usually during winter time. Like, we don't care. But imagine just being free from work the whole summer.
Hey. Even if we have to work 6 days a week in the winter, it's fine. Like, you know,
it's fine. Honestly, you are thinking,
hey, Monica, so you become Jane's vice president. What? Now that Jane is the president of the world,
huh? I shall. Jane, how do you see
exactly?
Yeah,
they can be a collabo.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that would be so nice. But anyway, maybe in another multiverse, not in this one that we are living in.
Me, next summer, I'm going to be free the whole summer. You wait. You know, you people, me, I tell you things, you think I'm joking.
No, I know you're not joking.
Serious. I'm very serious. Like summer.
Work.
The last time I'm going to work is going to be probably that week before midsummer. Mm. Then after that,
free.
I'm going to party.
With how many grapes?
How could you know that the same thing I was thinking, Monica? 2 grapes per day.
2 grapes per day before she finishes all the 700 grapes, eh?
Kijen, you know the other
350
day.
350 days. That's a whole year.
Let me tell you something. The veins on my legs, like my feet, or what do you call this top part of the feet? Of the foot.
Yeah, we get
that part. They're normally quite visible. You know, like the people on the back of their hand, like you can see the veins. Now on my legs, I usually see them. And now, especially like if it's hot or you've been walking all day.
Hot, yeah.
So the other day I was showering and I'm just looking down at my legs and I'm thinking, is this how Jane's leg look after 2 grapes?
The veins are popping.
The veins are popping.
They be popping.
Oh, dear. Well, you people, let's just say, like I keep on telling you people, I'm the only sane person in this group.
Oh, really?
I don't drink alcohol because it affects me negatively. So they can make fun of me all they want, but my brain is always clear.
But you know what,
I am
Jane?
Shook.
Our listeners have listened to our podcasts, our episodes. And I think they beg to differ.
Me, I am shook. At who? As we drink, Remy and I.
Have you seen us?
Do you know even when my parents listen to this episode and they are like, hey, they hear Jane saying at ECG their child drinks,
okay,
they'd be very shocked.
You eat too many grapes.
No.
Let's stick to that.
I don't even like grapes.
500.
I don't even like I don't even like grapes, Jane. So please, I don't know what you're talking about. Ignore Jane. Remy. No, as we can't relate, Jane.
We cannot.
No, you can't. I can imagine.
Do you guys have any interesting stories this week?
Where? Story ni migi muda dio mushashe.
Okay, let's not digress today then.
No, Agi, please not. Please. Yeah, no, we can't be digressing that far.
And
I think that's our that should be one of our missions after we come back from this holiday. Like, we are not digressing, we are sticking to the point.
Yes.
We are not even digressors. It only happens once in a while.
Anyway, so now I am wondering, you people, this country, we've been talking about it for years, actually, since I came to Finland, I've just been hearing that, oh, you know, the pyramid of Finland is upside down. So they have more elderly people up there than young people. So basically, and the people in the middle are now becoming just older by the day. And by 2030, Finland will be needing a huge number of workers to replace those people who are now like much older.
Right.
And as we all know, in Finland, people don't die. Like, you're given medicine.
That's also wrong.
There's eternal life.
That's also wrong. The immortals. Literally.
Like, okay, it's not a bad thing, by the way.
No,
it's really not a bad thing. But people live long. Like, it's not atypical to find somebody in their 90s.
The life expectancy is very high.
But then we need workers, for example, to take care of these old people. I mean, we need carers, we need nurses to take care of these old people.
And also other people in other nini, other sectors, not just in the healthcare sector. Of course,
that's what I was going to say. Like, you know, traditionally also in Finland, like people would get jobs, like say in a factory, and you would stay there until you retire. So now we're not having people to replace these people who've been loyally working in these places, like in industries, the metal work industry. We have, let's just say, actually there's a problem with finding employment. Yeah. Last week I participated in a forum for business people and around this region where I live, and so many entrepreneurs, and we're talking about some of the challenges that we are having. Majority of the entrepreneurs, actually, the challenges that they were having was to find workers.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, there was a business, for example, that takes care of dogs. Like, people take their dogs for holiday and blah, 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 blah. They have so many people asking, but they can't take any more dogs. They can't take any more. Their business cannot expand because they don't have workers. I mean, you don't need any education to take care of a dog. But they can't even find people that are not educated, that are not qualified, you know. And it is a problem. And that begs the question of how does it affect labor market? Of course, we need immigrants to work country.
For sure.
So how is Finland going to cope with labor migration? Is it ready for all this immigrants coming in to work and immigrants taking over some of the areas, some of the careers, you know? Is Finland ready for that?
Well, I don't think it is. It's a rhetorical question, yeah, but are they called rhetorical questions? Yes, but I don't think Finland is ready.
Why?
For immigrant workers, because I feel like they usually get keep some certain careers or some certain sectors. It's like they get keep them. It's like they don't want to let people who are not one of them in.
By one of them, you mean a native?
Someone who's not one of their own. You understand? It doesn't matter whether you have lived in this country for 50 years and you're not a Finn. I feel you're still not, you know, included, or you're not welcomed.
And one of them you mean also white-skinned, blue-eyed, one of them.
Yes. Even whether you're white-skinned like them, whether you're as pale as the Finnish people come, some of them come, they don't care. Provided you're not like one of them, it's like, and yeah.
I feel like they are,
but is that?
Yeah. I think they're in denial. I don't know if it's denial. Because I think the theory is they need workers and they know it themselves.
Yes.
And they cannot, there's no way they can survive without labor migration. No way. And they're such a small country, like they can't sustain themselves in that way.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they're in denial in the sense that they still want to think that they can. Like, they don't want to welcome this immigrants, like skilled workers and professionals, to come and work. I don't know. I don't even know what they want.
Why do you think that is?
The way you're saying the gatekeeping, I think they feel. I feel there's a fear.
Why do you feel they are gatekeeping?
I don't know. Like, they will lose
takeover
themselves. They will lose their culture. Their culture will be diluted.
Exactly.
And, you know.
Yeah. I feel, they are gatekeeping it because I feel they feel like the immigrants are going to take over and soon enough they are all going to be diluted and there'll only be small traces of them. You understand?
Yeah, because they are so few. They are so few.
Exactly.
So taking over is very fast, very easy.
Exactly.
And I think it's not even a question of taking over. It's like what Remy is saying, that they will lose their culture, they will lose their work ethic, they will lose their, like, Finland will lose what it is today because of the Finnish working culture.
Mm.
I think that's one of the biggest fears, that is not being, how can I say, pronounced. Like we're not having an open discussion as to what the problem is.
Yeah.
You know, we can hide behind language, but it's not a question of language. It's a question of wanting to retain something that has been for years. I mean,
yes.
Finland has been known, or is known, for the sisu culture. Like, we will, what is sisu?
Like bite your teeth and,
yeah,
I don't know.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, like, do whatever it takes.
I'm going to do something, like, do whatever it takes to get to your goal, or do whatever it takes to reach a certain target. And I mean, I think they're afraid of losing that, you know, finding people who don't look like them, who don't sound like them, and they're just imagining maybe you will never amount to what we have been able to achieve, you know? Yeah. But I'm just wondering, for me, I think there's also the other point of, there's this thing of stereotyping people, and certain kind of careers are supposed to be for certain kind of immigrants. They are willing and open to welcome immigrants, like what did we call it? Labor migration is welcomed if these immigrants are coming to do certain kind of work.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
You know, and if these immigrants look a certain kind of way, they should be doing a certain kind of work.
100%.
You know? So if it's a blue-eyed blonde person, then it's okay if they can get to a certain point. You know, it's almost a welcomed thing. However, if it's a young lady who is of Asian origin, then she should be working somewhere in a restaurant. That is very much acceptable.
Exactly.
But it's not acceptable if this woman is working hard towards a certain... There's a lot of stereotyping and putting people in a box that is creating this glass ceiling where majority of immigrants are finding it so difficult to break, and to cross over to the other side.
Yeah.
I remembered a story, I think I forwarded to you guys, of this a guy who works for Wolt, a foreigner in Finland.
Yes.
And I think the story was that he had his family living somewhere, like in his home country. I think he was from one African country.
Ghana.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was from Ghana.
And now he wanted his family to join him here. I think it was a wife and children.
Yeah.
So, of course, he would be the sole income earner in this family once they move to Finland. So he needed to earn a certain amount of money in a month for them to be granted, like, a family reunion permit to come to Finland. So he works his ass off and starts earning that money, and then the government,
and even more,
Ati?
Yeah, even
and
more.
Even, and even more. Like, he was earning a lot of money, and then suddenly the government tells him he's doing illegal business and they want to deport him. Like, really?
Yeah. What's this nini thing that they do? Money laundering.
Yeah. Like,
I was like, excuse
and
you?
And that's what I thought of when Jane was saying, like, there's a certain job you can do. There's a certain amount of money you can earn as a...
The stereotype
because you guys, honestly, if this person was blue-eyed and whatever, all that shit,
and he had gone somewhere they would and have married someone, and then they want them to come here, would they have been told
exactly? I don't
it's
think
money
so.
Laundering.
I Never. Don't. They will not have been profiled in that way.
No.
It's just someone who looked at him and they profiled him.
I know.
You know, they're like, no, it's impossible. There's no way someone who looks like you can be earning this much money and it's legit money.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And I feel so bad when foreigners are put in a box, because every day you hear people talking about, you know, foreigners are all about getting killer money, blah, 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 blah. when you look at the statistics, it's foreigners who are taking like all the social benefits and what have you. And at the same time, I'm thinking some of the foreigners, a vast majority of foreigners, are working so hard to stay away from that social welfare system, yet they always get roadblocks. You know, when I was almost graduating from my degree, my visa had... Okay, so the thing was, when I went to do my degree, I started, or I already had a visa.
This is your bachelor's.
Here. So, yeah, my bachelor's, yeah. So, when I had to renew now my first visa for a student, it was in a weird time. So, by the time I was now almost graduating, it was also weird. Like, it wasn't time for the school, like the seasons school for the period. School. The school period and blah, blah, blah. So I had finished everything about school. I had done all my practices. I had done everything. And the only credits that were remaining were my thesis credits. And I went to the police. I got a job. I was given a good contract. So I went to the police and I told them that, hey, I want to change my visa. Right. You know, so I want, my permit. Yeah, I want to change my permit from student to this. I'm graduating here, my credits, and blah, 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 blah. And this lady looked at me and she told me that I need to go and quit my job, like yesterday, because they're going to fine me for working while having a student visa. And then I'm like, yeah, but I'm done with school. Like, I'm done with my thesis. The only thing that's remaining is the credits have just not been put there. Right? And she was like, no. She printed for me this law that states a student should work only 20 hours a week and, and threatened to fine my boss and me. So I take this paper and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what do I do? Anyway, so I talked to a friend of mine who knows something about the Finnish law, and he told me, you go and tell them that the Finnish law has not been written to punish people. Okay, so the next day I go back to the police station. I left everything that I own. I had nothing that can identify who I am, apart from my bus card.
Gee. And your fingerprints, you left them where?
No, at home also. I had those days they never used to take fingerprints. Remember, Remy? No, my fingerprints actually are nowhere in this. Okay, now they are because of the pass. Yeah, anyway, well. So I go back to the police station and I meet this same lady, and I tell her, I spoke to my lawyer, which I didn't have.
You are not lying.
And he said that the Finnish law has not been written to punish people. So she was like, okay, just a minute. So she goes behind the desk and comes up back with another lady who apparently is her supervisor. And I'm thinking, wait, today is the day. So they ask me, so what's your problem? I tell them my story and blah, 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 blah. And this lady is like, so you've already graduated before, because I had graduated before from something else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And why did you go back to getting a student visa? I'm like, I don't know. So all through this while I was studying nursing, like, I shouldn't have had the student visa.
No, from you should have been having a work visa.
Exactly. So I'm thinking, I don't know, you know. And she's like, yeah, can I have your social security number? I'm thinking, no.
You don't have,
no. You can't. This is my story. Yeah, so that you deport me today.
She writes there, like, she came here threatening us.
This day. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's like, no, like really, your story is very straightforward. Like, you should be having a working visa, like, from the word go and blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, hey, really? And then she's like, okay, so you have your papers? I'm like, no, I can go and bring them. Anyway, I took my papers and I got 4 years working visa.
Straight.
Like, even before I graduated.
Straight.
4 years. So soon after that, I realized that my Finnish language is terrible. So I go to the employment office and I tell them, hey, listen, me, I have this situation. I have work, I have money, I'm not unemployed, money is not a problem, but I want to go for this finished class. I can work night shift and then I can go for the finished classes during the day. And this person, again, a lady, told me that you need to quit your job.
Yes.
You need to be unemployed for you to go for the
language,
the finished course.
Yeah.
And at this point, I was so frustrated. I'm thinking, I am trying my level best to make my life better, to not just make my life better, to give back to this society. I am trying my best to, I don't know, to fit in into this society. But everywhere I go, I find a hurdle.
Mm.
You know, I go to look for work and they tell you your language is not enough.
Yeah.
So I go to look for language and they tell you, you can't have the language because you're employed. I mean, you can't have it all. And it's the same thing with this person who's trying to get a visa, a residence permit, so that they can bring their family here, and they are working three times as hard. This is a person with a master's degree from Finland in chemistry. Yeah.
And not just exactly, this is a bright person. This is a fucking bright person.
Mm.
But you would even find, you'd be shocked that this person even speaks fluent Finnish. You know, they know the language. They have been applying to all these companies, gone for interviews. They tell him he's not qualified.
Hmm.
I wouldn't be shocked.
It's very sad. And it brings the question, really, does Finland want the labor migration? Or for what purpose does Finland want the labor migration? Is it because they want to misuse people? They want to get people here so that they can do the jobs that nobody wants to do, regardless of how. And by the way, when they're getting people, they don't get the bottom cream of society. They always get the top cream of society.
Mm, yep.
So what is the agenda behind that? It really makes me wonder.
I really don't know.
Mm.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, there was, I guess they're still doing it. They were bringing nurses from the Philippines. And I happened to be in the same class when I was doing my master's with one of this quota that came with the labor migration. So this is a guy who had a master's from Philippines. Genius, brilliant brains. I mean, amazing soul, really, really smart. He was the breadwinner from his family and he just needed a way to make ends meet much better. So he comes with this program. You hear he has a master's.
Yeah.
He's taken to work in a private elderly home. He's not even given a salary of a practical nurse.
Mm.
He's
highly
paid,
educated person.
He's paid less than
a practical nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And he's living in Helsinki and he was telling me that I'm never left with any money.
Mm-hmm.
Of course he would never.
So you can just imagine this person at some point, because the housing is very expensive in Helsinki, will end up going to Kela and getting the social benefits. Is he getting the social benefits because he's lazy?
Mm-mm.
Or is he expected to be working 7 days a week?
Mm.
Double
shift. It feels like that
so
is
that
exactly what they're expecting him to do. Mm.
But then again,
it sounds
he's
like that's
here
what
on a studying visa, which will now...
He's not here on a studying visa.
Go against the law.
He's not here on a studying visa.
He was here on a... Oh yeah, he came as a labor migrant. Yeah,
yes,
so he
came as a labor migrant.
Yeah.
He's not a student.
Yeah.
So he's here to work, you know, and when they come, are they usually already taught the language? I think they're usually already taught the language.
Yeah,
so they're coming ready.
Mm.
So this is not a student.
Mm.
This is someone who has come to work. Mm. And it is so, for lack of better words, it's so disrespectful. You take someone from their country, this person is educated, and you bring them here and you want to pretend as if your level of education is much better than where this person is coming from. See, then you, the same way you are teaching them the language, see, then you take your teachers there to teach them the education that you give people here, you know, because that is so disrespectful. And this is what even baffles me. Fine, here, when you're here, they consider their whole system to be, top of the whatever huko, it's one of the best. But then when you still go to other countries, they tell you, no, your education is shit. We can't even, like, you have to be trained in order for you to get into our nini, in order for you to be able to work in our sector or whatever
system. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, don't be disrespecting people that way. You know, if you're bringing these people, as we know you need workers, and that person, they need a job. So why can't you just treat these people as if they're human beings? You understand? Simply because someone looks different than you does not give you the right for you to treat them like the back of your shoe. That's some bullshit, man.
Yeah.
That's total and utter complete bullshit. And it is the stupidest thing that I don't even understand who comes up with this law or this kind of thing. I don't get it. Honestly.
But I think to some extent, Finland has failed with their education, with their integration program.
It has, like, terribly.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to get into.
Terribly.
Yeah, like, it's not working, and they need to find a way of revising it. Integration. Yeah, revising it. Go to countries that integration is working, you know? Yeah. I keep on saying, my sister, for example, she lives in Denmark, and she went to Denmark 2 years before I came to Finland. So, yeah, we can say plus minus, we've lived away long enough. I could pack my things today and move back to any other country, move back to Kenya, or move to any other English-speaking country, and I'll be fine. Like, I'll close this chapter like it never happened. She, on the other hand, can never leave Denmark because she has been colonized. I mean, she can't even think in English anymore. Their integration works. They make people understand. Like, when it comes to something like the language, they teach the language to the point where you're able to manage with your everyday life. You go to Copenhagen Airport, just the aeroplane stops and you land, and you can see that integration works. You see all sorts of people working at the airport. Green, yellow, blue, black.
And in all positions, not just the ones who are cleaning or, you know.
Yes. So in that way, I'm thinking, let's not even talk about Germany or the States or, you know, these big countries. Our neighbors, Sweden, same thing. The integration works. So what is it that our government is not doing? What is it that the Finnish government needs to tap into?
I have a feeling, and especially those of us who come through education, like through school or family reunion. I think when the family reunion is even worse. I think they're the worst. In the worst, how can I say, position, with there's nothing for them, you get. Currently, I know of three people who have recently moved to Finland, and all have moved through family ties, but in different capacities, if I would call it. One has moved with her children, who are born of a Finnish father, but they are not with the father anymore. But the children have given her a right to come and live in Finland. Another one, and she didn't have higher education, so to say. Other one has moved also without, like, or maybe she had higher education, anyway, I don't know. But she has moved with her Finnish husband, and now they have a child. And the third one has moved, she's married to someone who is not a Finnish citizen, but permanently living in Finland. And she is a professional worker, like, has been working for many years. And I've been faced with this question, like, where should they start? What should they do first? Like, and I'm like, I actually don't know. Like, really, how do you advise such a person? Like,
because let me tell you,
when you come, this,
okay, sorry, I go,
Seba.
Yeah, like, yeah, okay, they've all come through whatever family ties and all that, fine. Even when you advise this person to go and do the language, okay, and then after the language, is it that they are like now the lady who has been working in, you know, her profession for all those years, okay, after she learns the language and she masters the language, let's say even she pushes it further, she studies Finnish and Swedish, do you think they are going to employ her? Do you guys see her being employed? And she goes and she says, I have experience. I have worked for 50 years in all these companies. Here's my CV. I speak both languages with distinction. My friend, is it not the same person who's going to be forced to go back to uni to look for something that she's going to get employment from or with? Please.
And that's what I said. The integration plan sucks because if you come through family ties, you're entitled to the same integration plan as people who have come in as refugees and blah, 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 blah. So what happens is that you will go to the unemployment office and you will meet this person who will create a roadmap for you to integrate. And this person most probably has a very closed mind. Okay. These people working in the unemployment office, I give you homework. Go and check from the mall pages how much they get salary. Go and check for yourselves.
Workers. You can see it there.
Go check how much they get salary. They have advertisements all the time. They're looking for workers. Anyway, go fish and find out. So now you can imagine, this person is not getting the best salary in the world. They are meeting with this highly educated former independent person. And they are thinking, okay, so this is your integration plan. You need to go and study the language. And then after that, you need to go to a vocational school and study to be a practical nurse because you're a woman, or study to be a hairdresser, or study to be a chef. And because you're a man, you need to go and drive the bus. You need to go and become a baba and what else? Or logistics. And that's it. That's as far as their brains go. So if this person comes and they have, you have an immigrant who's coming in to the integration program and they're saying that, hey, I want to be a pilot, they will discourage you with everything that they have.
That's what they
do. So you're not allowed to dream. You're not allowed to dream in any way. They tell you need to be realistic. You need to be very, very realistic. And I mean, this is something I've seen through experience. Like, I know of people who've come here, like, highly educated. And they're thinking, I just want to learn the language so that I can follow this path. I am willing to go back to uni and do the same thing that I was doing. They speak English. First of all, they will never be told that there are English programs in Finland. Never. So you're told your level of Finnish needs to be very, very high so for you to go to uni.
Yeah.
So forget about it. That's never happening. Forget about who you are. Lose your identity. Lose who you are. And once you've lost that, you've lost the person.
Yeah.
Okay, this I feels like colonization all over again. You're being assets. Colonized it's in not a foreign country.
My goodness.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I remember when I came to Finland, in the school that I was, there was this lady who had come also because her husband had been living here for so many years. And this lady, she was a teacher. She had studied. She had her master's. She was like, even the way she carries herself, you can, and even the way she used to, you know, to explain things to us, you can feel, this is a teacher, like, for real, for real. So she came and she says when she landed, yeah, of course, her husband had explained the way things are, but she thought, what do you know?
I'm a teacher.
Yeah, me, a whole teacher. You can't tell me shit. The shock that hit her, the shock that hit her. She was saying, do you know, I don't even want to think that, I don't even want to argue with these people. Let me just do this course that I'm doing. I find my work, I get my money. And she's like, I'm going to build my my own school where I come from. She's like, I'm not even motivated to enter into the labor force in this country. Let me just do whatever I'm doing because I'm earning money. Let me just do it. And she's not the same person. Another lady also had come. She had done biochemistry and what. She was like, but I'm educated. See, I know because I've come here with my husband. See, it's fine. I can just do the language and then I'll look for work. She ended up going back to uni and doing a whole different thing from what she had studied.
Okay, and the joke is, the irony when you think about the teachers, they're not teachers in Finland. They're looking for teachers every day. They're not teachers. So they're losing this talent, this brilliant mind. Instead of taking this person and telling them, hey, you know what? We're taking you back to uni to study, to become a teacher. But it won't take you the 5 years that it takes a Finnish teacher. We will teach you 1, 2, 3, 4. And then after that, you are qualified. They have international schools here.
Let it even take the 5 years. Half of the time, I'm like learning the Finnish way of Nini, teaching like practice. Nini.
Exactly.
The other one, you're doing in language. Simultaneously.
Exactly. Because like you find this person who has even package. Almost 10 years of experience. Yeah. This is someone who has experience from being a teacher. It's not that this person had just studied and they were not working. No, this is an experienced teacher. You know, she has files upon files of all the CGI what she has gotten. And she was like, Monica, I'm not even motivated. She's like, I don't care anymore. She's like, no, I won't even bother.
Yeah. There's a Kenyan lady who came here with, she came here when she was much, much older, and a midwife from Kenya. I mean, somebody who can deliver a child blindfolded, you know, like she's done it all. Like she used to work in Kenyatta, says a lot, you know, experienced midwife. She comes here to study, what was it? Social services or whatever it is that she was studying. Well, she does that diligently, but she's always wanted to be a midwife. That's all she wants, you know. She goes and studies nursing so that she can get this qualification to become a midwife to date.
To date. Let me just laugh because this is a whole saga. This is funny. This is so funny. And not funny at like funny in a very stupid way because I do not even understand this whole fucking system. It makes me so angry. You think this is my country? See, if I own this country, I get so angry. No.
I know. But as Jenny said,
Let
me tell you guys something.
Redo the whole integration.
In this one place that I work, we have she's mixed, this girl, she's mixed. One of her parents is from Finland and the other one is from a country in Europe. So she's, of course, like the Finnish people, her skin color, that is. Do you know, the way this girl, even when she coughs, everybody in that whole department will stop to listen to what she's saying. And the way for her, she never makes any, even if she makes a mistake, I think she was tired that day. It was so busy. It was blah, 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 blah. You wait until you guys with our skin color, someone makes a mistake, a small tiny mistake, all hell will break loose. And guys, please. Let's just move on swiftly.
No, I just remembered something. The other day, I was in the big city in Helsinki. And, you know, there at the train station, there's the big taxi stop where the taxis take people. And my God, I mean, I didn't even see any Finnish driver there, like taxi driver. And by Finnish, I mean white-skinned, indigenous Finnish.
White-skinned Finns.
I mean, they were all dark-skinned, brown-skinned people. And I just noticed, I know, but I could so clearly see we have such a different, like we are more, I don't know what I call it, aggressive. in the way like we give services, mm-hmm. and I mean we as foreigners, like we have a different work ethic, and it's not a mm-hmm. bad thing, mm-hmm. it's a good thing, because you could see now these guys saw us walking with a suitcase, and one guy said, hey, would you like a taxi? You know, a Finnish person will not. He'll sit in his car. If you need the taxi, you go to him. You know.
Yeah, you walk.
And then I saw someone else. He had seen his, he had a customer, and you could see they were really helping and like really giving service. And I mean now aggressive in that way. And I think that's also something that I think a threat to them. They can't keep up with that kind of nini. The way we work and the way we offer services, I think it's on a whole other level. I think that's something also that makes them feel threatened.
Even the way we work with each other. Yeah, even the way we work with each other. Like, for example, in the department that I work with, we are so, like, you guys, me, I love it. We are like almost six Africans. I get so happy. Every time I walk into work and all of us are working, I'm like, yes, go, baby. I get so excited for no reason. Do you know every time we are there, you can see people are always angry? Because we are thinking, even if all hell is breaking loose, we are still going to be talking to each other, you know, asking for help and, you know, just talking. And no one feels like you're afraid of asking the other person a question. Because, I don't know, because you can ask. But you will feel, if you are the only person who's there on a normal day, well, it's not that this day when we are usually there, it's an abnormal day. But on those quote-unquote normal days, when you find you're the only African, do you know even before you walk towards someone to ask them a question, you have to think twice. Like, do I really, is it really necessary for me to go and ask this person something? Because it's either this person is going to reply to you like a normal human being, or they're just going to be aggressive towards you for no apparent reason. You understand? And first someone sighs, it's like you're bothering them. It's like someone does not even want to offer a hand. So you find in that way, you find even being at work, it's not even exciting sometimes, because there's just so much the passive aggressive. The passive aggressiveness, it's so much sometimes you don't even want to be in such an environment. I don't know.
In a way, I feel like things are changing. Things are changing, and they're changing really fast. Like, the situation when it comes to foreign labor is changing. I mean, let's just admit
it.
10 years ago, 10 years ago, you would know everyone who's unemployed or who has 2 hours of work and blah, blah, blah. Now people are working and things like that. And for me, that's a positive change. But I'm thinking, if we constructively think, how can we as immigrants, as dual citizens of this country, how can we constructively, first of all, advise people who are coming in to Finland to work? How can we tell them that, hey, these are the steps that you need to take for you to get where you want to go? Second, how can we advise the Finnish government to make a change? How, not just the government, but also industries, also entrepreneurs, like, so that we can get to a point where there is no glass ceiling, where we can get to a point where everybody gets what they deserve. And we are reaching to that target where we want to see everybody working. We want to see that the unemployment page doesn't have too many empty spaces. How do we get there? Constructive criticism, not bitching. Constructively.
How we only do bitching. I know. Hey, me, that thing
is so serious. Stop joking.
I know. That part for advising someone coming, me, I don't even know. Like, seriously, I don't know.
But Remy, why would you say that? You advised me and you gave me very good advice when I came.
Yeah, but you see, you already...
Okay, when we started being friends.
When we stopped being enemies, eh?
Wait, Jenny, serious.
Stop laughing. You see, Monica, you were already in Finland and... I could relate to you because you had come like me as a student. So I kind of knew the path.
Okay.
Me. Because I feel it's so difficult when someone comes in through, like, say, family ties or something. Like, they are starting at a level, I don't know, I can't relate to that. You get what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, I get to you. Some they're things. Not students.
They're not students because I can relate it to the student life. But still,
yeah,
I don't know. It's so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand you, actually, yeah. I think, yeah, it's first, I think what I do, well, and then, okay, I don't know. Because sometimes you, when you end up asking someone so many questions or, you know, like, what do you want to do, blah, blah, blah. Sometimes mostly we find that you, even you yourself, you don't even know what you want to do. You know, you've just moved to a new country and you've been told, okay, you are supposed kwanza to do the language. And then they're like, okay, maybe to semeata, maybe this was person who was, this person was self-employed when they were back home. So now when they come here, they find out after they can't continue with the business that they were doing back home. So now they have to start for a whole new career path that they have to take. Maybe this is someone who already finished studying 10, 15 years ago. Where? That's a difficult one. I think me, what I tell someone, like, okay, fine, do the language. And then as you do the language, just know you're not limited to whatever they're offering you at the TA office or what the school teachers are telling you. Because I remember also in the language school, I remember one teacher, we had this one whole week where they were teaching us something about career. It was a career week or something. Let me tell you, this man Deras told us that the only way to survive in Finland is going to cleaning school and being a cashier or being a practical nurse. And Aki, and he was so serious. He was like, no, you know, you can't manage to get in the uni. No, it's very difficult for you guys. And me, I was in uni. Do you know, I was looking at this man's ileza. Allah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I think that's what I tell someone, like, don't, it's fine, learn the language. If you feel that, or not if you feel, just learn the language. Try your best. Of course, not everybody is good at languages and it might take you so many years. So, like, don't let that pressure you that you're done with the 9 months of the language school and you don't speak the language. No, it's okay. There are unis in English. If you'd consider going back to school, then you can do that. If not, then there are also jobs that you can, you know, if you don't mind doing the odd jobs, quote unquote, the odd jobs, then there's also that option that you can first do those jobs as you think further into what you want to do. Because now this person, they have a spouse or whatever. So like it's up to them to decide what is the best path for the both of them to take.
True.
I think still to continue with what you're saying, Monique. I think for me, what I would tell somebody is don't stop dreaming.
Yeah.
And do what you love. You know, there's always the means to an end. I mean, we have to earn a living. We have to, you know, you do you so that you can bring food to the table. But don't let that define who you are. You know, if you are an entrepreneur back in the country where you came from and you know that this is what I am good at, fair enough. To begin with, you go to that cashier school they're telling you about. But you know deep down in your heart what it is that you want. Goal. And don't stop the end goal. And don't stop dreaming. Don't stop fighting for exactly what it is that you want. And another thing I think I would tell somebody is that it might take you longer. And it will take you longer than it would take...
It's going to take you longer.
It's going to take you longer, but you can make it. I mean, and we have concrete examples of people who come here and they've made it. It might be a handful, but I think the more we continue dreaming and the more we keep on banging on those doors, because I think the problem we have also as foreigners is that we give up easily and we are comfortable with the portion that has been served to us. we are not aggressively banging on those doors and saying that, hey, I am sending the 3,000th application, you know, to the same company until they cram your name. Eventually, they will call you for an interview. Like, we need to stop giving up and because I think we give up easily and then we go to that cocoon of nothing will ever change and we are just bitching about things.
True. Now, when you say that, Jean, actually, I think I give good advice because one of these people I was telling you, I know, she told me she was in the like salon industry in Kenya. And I'm even revealing information. And then
I was even trying to figure out who this person is, but continue.
And I told her, wow, I know. That is booming business here. Like, you know, especially making, you know, African hair. Yes. I told her, like, really, that's booming business. And I told her, like, if that was something like you're passionate about, then you should go for it, you know. And I told her, you can just start at home, you know, with home calls or something. Later, if you want to develop it into an open your own salon, like it's so doable.
Or something,
and then this person was like, yeah, but I hear it's so difficult here to have your own business. I'm like, actually, it's not. It is not. I told her there's funding. I told her there are business advisors for free who will guide you how to open a business, how to do stuff, you know. And I told her, yeah, don't let anyone tell you. Of course, and I told her exactly that. Like, it's a bit tricky, of course, with the language and all that. But it's doable. It is doable.
It is doable. And I mean, not all paths are the same. Like, don't look at other people and think that, okay, this is... Because I think when we came to Finland, Remy, correct me if I'm wrong, we were so into, okay, this is how the last 10 people that came here before me are living. So this is my path, you know, and this is what is going to become of me. I think we should stop doing that. Okay, fine. They are a roadmap to what your life is going to be. But, you know, we have now a handful of examples of people who've worked their butt off. Like, it's not that they got anything on a silver platter, but they've made it their way up there. Whether they got it on a silver platter or not, that's irrelevant. But those are the people that we should be looking at. If that is where you want to be, if you want to be a politician and you're passionate about politics, it will not happen the first 5 years of you being in Finland, but it will happen, you know, if you're planning to settle here.
True. What would you advise Finland? I mean, all the...
Now, to the government.
Hey, man, this integration system...
Who are we starting?
The integration system, like, what would advise Finland? Like, just scrape it off. And not only scrape it off, we who have lived here for so long...
By we, it's you and Jane. Me, I'm still being integrated.
You're being integrated. And even those who have even lived before us, they should be the ones doing, like...
To do what?
Being part of this integration or planning it. Because we know best, like, what we need or where we need most, you know.
Exactly.
What do you call it? Assistance or integration. And even in those it should be us there.
Exactly. To add on to that, I went for a seminar. Me, I'm telling you, I've been woke by these things I've been going for here and there.
You'll be calling us.
Me as your vice president. You're sleeping on me, Jane, please.
And somebody was a lady who's an immigrant from the UK. She went to the UK in the 70s, and they were having issues with integration then in the 70s. Like, I mean, I can only imagine it was more or less the same situation as what it is now in Finland back then, there in the UK. And they decided to have a strike. And their slogan was, nothing about me without me.
Yep.
So there should be nothing, no laws that should be made or no decisions that should be made about immigrants without a representation of immigrants.
Exactly.
And the representation is not one. Mm-hmm. The representation is not two. The representation is a representation. Mm-hmm. A vast majority of the decision makers making decisions about immigration, about immigrants, integration, should be the people who the shoe is finying, is pressing, who are suffering from those problems.
True, exactly.
I'm being serious.
Very.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically that should be our slogans, and I think it starts with us who are already here, like making noise, you know. I went for a meeting somewhere and they were talking about this new law that was passed last year, or it's not a law actually, it's not in a law yet, but it's a pilot where the municipality, instead of now the unemployment office helping immigrants to find work, it is the municipality that is going to help immigrants to find work. Okay. So now the municipality, their job is to help immigrants, people who are having difficulties to be employed because of other issues. It could be mental health issues, drug abuse, substance abuse, whatever. And I'm thinking, why should it be any different who helps the immigrants to get employment? And for immigrants in this case, it didn't matter how long you've lived in Finland, it didn't matter how much you speak the language. The point was, as long as it is written, registered for you that your mother tongue is different from Finland. So it doesn't matter, you know, even if you're a second generation, third generation, as long as your mother tongue is registered as something else, then the unemployment office does not help you in matters of unemployment. Then it's the municipality that's helping you. And I was so, I'm thinking, so I'm sitting in this room full of white people, decision makers, and I'm the only one who's asking, like, hey, excuse me, we have third generation, fourth generation Somalis. When will they become Finns? When will they be able to get the same privilege, or when does one become a Finn?
A first class
citizen. You know, it was decided exactly. It was decided like that because it's the easiest way. And then I'm like, yeah, but then that's just increasing the discrimination. I mean, at this point, if the municipality is calling an office and saying that, hey, I'm calling from the municipality, I have one very good rehema here, they immediately think, oh, you're the ones who cannot get employment because you have issues. So it doesn't matter if Rehema's grandmother is the one who moved to Finland. You understand? It's just that you're... And I was challenging this. I was all by myself. And I'm thinking, like, where is the representation? Who came up with this idea? Like, really, why am I sitting here alone? Like, and... Yeah, you're just told that it's already been decided. We don't even have an option of questioning.
But you're not even supposed to question. You and you're here to be helped. Why should you question these things? You're supposed to sit there and keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. But I think we need to, it's up to us also to question these things. It's up to us to speak out about...
It is up to us, Jane, and... we have been pushing. Like, if you look at the people who are even coming now, like, they're really pushing themselves, you know? Like, they're really, really doing things that even when I came and I just came, things that we were not doing.
It's
so
true. It's true.
It's, yeah, people on the ground are really pushing very hard.
And I believe,
but anyway,
like,
all the lawmakers, they are still at it. They are still making laws about, you know, how many hours the students should even work during summertime. Someone was telling me now they even reduced the hours. So I was like, even summertime? And they're like, yeah. So I'm like, okay.
I think the next thing before I forget, we need to talk about is this. Oh yeah, did we talk about it? This government killer. What do you call it?
Social. Yeah, the social benefits
yeah. of Finland.
Social welfare. Yeah.
Because I think it is good. It was built with a good cause, but it's not working. It's not.
No, it's really not working.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's not working. And yeah, it's very unfortunate that some of the associations that we have for immigrants in Finland are not working for one reason or another. Maybe even us immigrants have issues amongst ourselves. But these are the bodies that need to be now pressing, writing petitions. You know, it's time for us to take action. I really don't mean that an organization should employ immigrants to fill a quota. That's not what I mean. It should be based on merit and blah, blah, blah. But the more we show ourselves that, hey, we are out here and we are ready and willing to work, the more people also stop being very close-minded. And the change won't come in a day. It will just come on person-to-person basis. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monica, you had something else to say. You look like you're thinking.
I can run the whole night, please. Let's just, let's end it here.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel this is a very broad thing, and we can't even finish talking about it in, you know, the few minutes that we have, or the 1 hour that we have talked about it. Yeah, and to our listeners, let us know what you think. Let us know where your mind is at. If you have experienced any of, you know, whatever we've talked about, just let us know. And if there's something that we missed, also let us know. If there's something that, you know, we don't completely know that you know, just let us know about it. Yeah.
And I think I would want to know if our listeners are actually living their dream. Are they living their dream, or are they just making ends meet?
Yeah. Like, what block have they faced? Any roadblocks? Like, you know, like you wanted to pursue a certain path, but then roadblock.
Yeah.
And guys, once again, this is our last episode for this season. We are taking a summer break, but we will be back bigger and better.
Before you even miss us.
Before you even miss us. Back. Yes. In August.
August is tomorrow. Wait and see.
Everyone have a good midsummer. Those of us who are having midsummer. If you cannot relate, it's okay.
Those of us who are in Kenya and having winter, enjoy your winter because it is very cold.
The way it's always cold and it hits them anew every year. But take this time to catch up with all our other episodes, and please bring us those ideas you have for our next season.
And remember, we are the Melanin Wave Podcast on all platforms, and our email address is also wavemelanin@gmail.com.
yes, sir.
And
yes,
that is it from us. It's for this season. Adios.
Thank you very much.
Jen is blowing you kisses. So in case you guys didn't see it, so now you have Nini. Receive the kisses. She's blowing.
Okay, people. I think we need a break.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Melanin Duchin, Yakuna bleaching. Black is beautiful, you're not teaching. Girls are thinking.